produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. More importantly, happy March. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you heard before my show is by my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. So if you are interested in her music, you definitely want to look at the Facebook page. Y'all, I have finally gotten the information up for the giveaway. I apologize for my delay on that. But what I want to get into today is the second of the attitudes that we often embody but need to cancel. The first one was, well, who else will if I don't? And we talked about how we end up being exhausted and not really realizing it. So today, I want to take that a step further and talk from the topic of I'll wait because blank, fill in the name there, needs blank, fill in what their need is first. Well, what you have to understand is that your plan B is not infinite. You can only adapt for so long before something around you wears out, it breaks, it no longer fits, no longer works, or it starts to fade. I watch a lot of the different relationship skit videos and things like that, and this is what I see in a lot of people. Because we have this conflicting notion out there that self-care and self-love are not right things to focus on. And as I was explaining to someone not too long ago, self-love and self-preservation are two totally different things. You can make sure that you do what it takes to survive day to day, but do it in a way that does not show any type of love for yourself. So if the relationship that you're in matters at all, if it is strong at all, this person whose needs you're putting before yours will want you to put yourself first. And the issue is, we say stuff like this, but this is really important to them. I have time to do the things that I want to do. No, you don't. And even they know that you don't. We throw around the phrase that tomorrow is not promised a whole lot. But we do not take that as seriously as we should. I remember when I first learned about the Les Brown quote, where he said that the graveyard is the richest place in the world, because in there you're going to find the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, and just different things that the world needs, but they died with it because they often put other people first. And the one thing that we tend to ignore is that the person that we're putting before us, they get nervous or upset every time we put down what we need to do. And we can see that they're upset by that, but instead of doing what we need to do, we keep telling them that it's going to get done once we do whatever they need us to do. And the reason that we do that is because of the second thing that we say, is that it doesn't really matter that I don't get this done right now. it'll be okay. You lie and the truth is not in you. What you're doing with a response like that is setting yourself up to become a ticking time bomb. Because let that person not say thank you or not tell people that you were the one who helped them, or if they act like they did it all by themselves, or they take credit for everything that happened when they had very little to do with it. Now you're finding yourself biting your tongue in a situation where you really shouldn't be, because you don't want to seem like you're bragging or that you did this thing for this person to be recognized. That's why I talk about in my book, Girl Go Eat a Cookie, about giving people tough love, and then if you have to, separating from them. Because if everything that you do for them continues to go appreciated and unnoticed, that is a sign to tell you that you need to focus on yourself and not let them make you feel guilty for that. So then you may say, getting into the third thing, well, Tammy, my day is coming. It's all good. Honey, today is your day. As I always say, you owe it to yourself to invest in yourself. You have the right to use your time, money, talent, and resources into something for yourself. It angers me when I see men and women alike keep putting things to the side and to keep letting everything and everyone else get in the way of what they are trying to do. And what this looks like is something like this. A few years ago, I had a gentleman to reach out to me on LinkedIn. And he liked my flow, my style, things that I posted about. So he actually paid for his wife to have sessions with me. Paid me the money. I talked to the wife. We set the schedule. And then she disappeared. I had her phone number. I would email her, text her, message her through LinkedIn. And she just kept saying, oh, well, our sons play baseball. Our sons do this and our sons do that. And I'm just thinking to myself, these children are small. They're 6 and maybe 8. But here it was, the money had been paid. I reached out to him to try to give the money back. I reached out to her to try to give the money back. I never heard from them again. And to my knowledge, what she was paying me to coach her through never got done. So you have to think about the fact that if you don't invest in yourself, no one else will. And you have to learn to start and end your day with you and what you want to do. Because people have a homing device for extreme grace givers. And because of that, we get into the final excuse, if you will, that we give for putting other people first. And that is this: I'll let fill in the blank down. So let me say this. If you get in the life and business thing you need, is considered to be letting somebody down, you're around the wrong people. If their answer is something that means that you're going to spend more time, money, and effort on them, if you're not doing X, Y, Z anymore, you're hanging around the wrong people. Yes, we are to be others minded, but you have to remember, you still have to give an account of yourself before God. And as my pastor preached on yesterday, there's not going to be a see what had happened was, and they're not going to be able to stand up and say, oh, well, that was my fault that she didn't get that done. He is going to want to know what you did with the gifts, talents, skills, knacks, and affinities that he gave to you while living on this earth. Yes, we are to pull others up, but we still need to cross the finish line. Whenever you fly on an airplane, they tell you, put your oxygen mask on first before you try to help somebody else. What does it all mean if you pull somebody up and they cross the finish line, but you never finish? We've been inundated with the idea that as long as they get what they need, I'm okay. Well, yes, we are to straighten the next person's crown, but we still need to be wearing ours and making sure that we keep it straight and that we have people around us who are helping us to keep it straight. It's time to stop the guilt trip of, I can think of much better uses for my time, my talent, my money, and my resources. No, ma'am, no, sir. Just in case I have a God, listen to this. Listen, pick that lipstick back up. Go get the outfit that you saw in the window. That coach you want to work with, call them back. That church group, business group, networking group, civic group, whatever it is, join it. That book you want to write, put it out. It is time to spring forward and to get you back. And that starts when you say, once again, I have the right to say no and invest my time, money, talent, and resources into something for myself, because you are worth the effort and more. One of my favorite quotes says, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I wouldn't have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. That's from comedian Irma Brumbeck. And the reason why I love that quote is that it reminds me that I need to die empty. And part of dying empty is to be able to stand before God and say, yes, I did what you told me to do. I served my neighbor in every single capacity, house and ever, comma, the personal task that you gave me to do got done too. It's one of those things to where it takes us back to our childhood, and you couldn't tell your parents why or make an excuse for why your part of the chores didn't get done because you decided to help your brother or to help your sister. And they look at you and say, that's all well and good, but you didn't do what I asked you to do. And that's what this comes down to, because as a kid, you're still going to get in trouble and you're not understanding why it is that you're getting in trouble. You say, well, I was doing a good thing in helping my brothers and sisters finish their chores, but what mom, dad, and grandma asked you to do didn't get done. So that's what they're more concerned about. And that's why you still got in trouble. So now I want you to think about genuinely putting yourself first, because you will have people, places, things, and ideas that come into your life and come into your circle. And they're like, okay, that's all well and good that you know when you do all of these things for everybody else, but what about you? That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Again, this is Tammy Polk and this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. But you guys know me, I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. Thank you so much for your continued support. And to Kayla Padgett, we love you so much, our founder, our CEO. We bless God for you. We are thanking God for you. We are continuing to pray for you as you take care of your mom and your sister while trying to work as hard as you can, as young as you are, to win the world for Christ. We thank God for you and we love you. All right, that's my time until April, and we're still going to go through these attitudes. But in the meantime, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do, eat a cookie, handle business, and let's cancel the attitude of I'll wait because so-and-so needs what they need first. See you soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.